Blog Talk Radio.
What up? Say, man, we successful radio. Radio, we're live in Petersburg, Texas. And it is the Petersburg Buffalo versus Wausau PISD. And right now, we just had a kickoff, and we had a kickoff. And White Plains now has the football. It's a great day here in Pittsburgh. The wind is blowing. The USA flag is blowing. And there goes the pass right there. Completion number 33 on White Plains. White Plains has on blue pants along with white jerseys and blue sleeves on jersey. And ball's on the 31-yard line. It's 2nd and 12 right now, 9 minutes and 12 seconds to go. There was a fumble on the play, recovered by number 8. We got two of these right here, and they're pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Come on, game!
Back defending for the Buffalo, number 2, you'll find by the team. This is a 4th down and 12 for the Antelope.
Zero. Petersburg is on top. get the bandage over to the left side of him, man. Rest in peace, Mr. C, man. He fly high. That's a great, great student of bands over here. There goes the tap, there goes the tip, and it is good. Kicking right there for the Buffalo for Jason. There's a left side. To zero, 7 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. If you're just now tuning in, my name is Peter Richardson. Thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Peter Richardson, the owner and creator of 7 Eye Fleets Respectfully. Right now, it is Petersburg Buffaloes versus the White-Faced Antelopes. 7 minutes and 6 seconds to go. Antelopes has on blue pants, white and blue jerseys with blue numbers and blue helmets. Pete Nash was getting ready to kick for the Buffaloes. Getting ready to kick off. Back to receive for the Antelopes is number 85. There goes the kick. There he goes. He feels the kick return. He goes off to the right side of the field. He makes one dude miss. He's taken down hard by Gabriel Enyo. About to be first and 10 for the Antelopes. Start on first 30-yard line. No. There goes the Antelopes. Wow. That was number 85 for the Antelopes, getting a 3 of the play. That was tackled on the play was Kyle Peterson. So I'm bringing the second and 12. Antelopes, there goes the snap right there. And with the ball is number 8. There he is, passed to a number wide open, 24, where he missed it. Wow. Gabriel Hinos, number 1 for the Buffaloes with the defensive play. Third down and 12 here in Petersburg, Texas. No. Third down to 12. Animals getting ready. There they are with the snap. Number 45 fumbles the snap. And there goes number 8 with the long pass where it is incomplete. Tristan Garland pass breakup. It brings up fourth and 12 for the Antelopes on their own 28-yard line. Buffalo defense is looking pretty strong here in the first quarter so far. Back deep playing safety for the Buffaloes. We got Mr. Tristan Garza, who's also the running back. That goes to punt. Sky high. Looks like a good old 20-yard punt there for Antelopes. Alvarado decided just to go ahead and let that go. The Buffaloes will go ahead and take over. It's going to be first and 15 for the Buffaloes. 6 minutes and 1 second to go here in Petersburg, Texas. Man, it's a pretty, I wouldn't say it's just normal West Texas day. We got the USC flag over there, and we got the Buffalo flag all up in the air. But it's just a regular West Texas day, especially out of Lubbock. That's one thing we're used to here. There goes the Buffaloes. There goes Hinos with the snap. Gets it off to Tristan Carson. He's around the left side of the corner. I think he will go all the way. Touchdown, Buffaloes. I'm going to go ahead and call this right now. I don't think I'm going to go ahead and call this right now. I don't think we're going to last until halftime. Right now, the score is 14-0. About to get ready for that field goal. Tristan Garza skated around on that side of the field. I know he's feeling good today. I know Buffalo's kind of got off to a rocky start this year. We lost one person coming into the season, ranked number seven, and this season has not gone the way that we wanted it to, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We have a fumble on the snap, but it looks like that was coordinated. J.P. Nesler, the handler, ended up fumbling the snap. J.P. Nesler picks it up and passes it to Jovan Moroccan. It's Moroccan, right? Jovan Moroccan. Mada King. Yeah, I think Mada King. And I think it was his grandma got him, messaged me on Facebook and was like, and this is how you say his name. Yeah, so shout out to Ms. Mada King and Yvonne Mada King. That makes the score 15-0. Petersburg is on top. And just in case if you guys are wondering how it is here in Petersburg, man, it reminds me of Friday Night Lights. It's just a great small town, football town, and it just has a great feel to it. Buffalo's getting ready to kick it off. And the reason why we have to say the numbers for Whiteface, we actually does not have a roster for Whiteface Antelopes. And back to the receive is number 85. Number 85, J.P. Nesler getting ready for the kick. There he is. That's a beautiful kick. That's the kick that you want. Number 85 takes the ball running. He goes around to the right side of the field where he's J.P. Nesler with getting ready to take over the ball. First and 15 for the Antelopes on their own 19-yard line. And shout out to the cheerleaders down there. They are three of them have on, well, they all have on pink, but breast cancer awareness month. And Antelopes coming up to the line of scrimmage on their own 19-yard line. It's first and 15. Quarterback, and I believe, is number 9. Number 8, there he is, running around the left side of the field. He throws deep. Oh, intended for number 45. Defending on the play is Jordan Reyes. The receiver seemed to let up there. It was a bootleg play. That's going to break up second and 15. And it looks on their own 19. And that is a good breeze, that wind. I feel that wind here. That goes the snap. Number 45 gives it up to number 8, where he's going to go ahead and take it to the left side of the field. Makes one dude miss. Oh, there's an ankle tackle. Gain of about 2. It's going to be 3rd and 13. Ball on the 21-yard line. 3rd and 13 for the Antelopes. They're coming up to the line of scrimmage. Let's give a shout-out to all the Whiteface football team, as long with the Buffalo, Petersburg Buffalo. There's a timeout on the field called by the Antelopes. It's a great Friday night football, man. Let me give a shout-out to everybody that's listening right now, and give a shout-out to Miss Yvonne Mada King, Grandma. Yeah. Shout out to you. I know you are listening. And that band just gets you live. It just gets you that live feeling. Just say, hey, Sabrina. Here, come on. I come sit out there. Come in here. I'm going to come in here. Here, come sit in here. Oh, that's my wife right there. Yeah, I'm just going to let her sit there. I just sit out here because I'm probably going to get loud. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to sit just right here because I'm probably going to get loud. And I just try that some other time. All right. There goes the pass for number 8. And send it to them for number 85, where it is incomplete right through his hand. It's going to be fourth down and 15 for the Antelopes. Go, Buffalo, go, Buffalo, go. That's the cheerleaders right there. Can you try to get on Facebook and, like, get some video? Maybe go Facebook Live? Here. I know. Use my selfie stick and just set it up and just... There was a nice punt by the Antelopes. Ball's going to be on the Buffaloes on 12-yard line. There's a flag on the play. Excuse me here as I get situated. We got 4 minutes and 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And I have the Wi-Fi code as well. Buffaloes have scored on their first two possessions here in the first quarter. Tristan Garza showing why he's the main man right here in Petersburg. First and 15 for the Buffaloes. Let's just put it in your notes real quick. Hinjos with the pass. Oh, it's in the punt. Javon Ryder King, where he mosses the kid, and then he goes for the touchdown. Buffalo. No, just that. I'm sorry. Now, there's no flag on the play. Was that a flag on the play? Oh, it was against the Antelopes. Flag on the play. And it is denied. So that's going to touchdown will stand. And that makes the score 21-0, Buffalo! J.P. Nelson getting ready for the kick. You'll find Mata King with that touchdown reception right there from Gabriel Hinjos. Oh, and the extra point is blocked. That's going to make the score 21-0, 4 minutes and 38 seconds here to go. And if I was the Buffaloes, if I was a senior on the Buffalo, I would see how fast we can get done with this game. Because I got a point to prove. Here you guys, smile. Sprinter.
Mallory Mayfield. What's good? Junior, Morgan Bird. Diana Bacon. Raven Sombrero. And sophomore,
Austin. The 2017 season. And let me give a shout out to Petersburg Boosters Club. Ms. Debbie, thank you for having us out here, giving us the opportunity to call you guys game. And let me give a shout-out to Petersburg Band. Let me give a shout-out to Petersburg Cheerleaders as well. And the mascot, the Buffaloes on the field, but he's kind of making me hungry. Oh, can I say that? I'm not sure. All right, the Buffaloes getting ready to kick off. Kickoff here, J.P. Nelson getting ready for the kick. Receiving for the Antelopes, number 85, where he fields it, runs upfield. Oh, tackled by 2 Buffaloes, and Antelopes will get the ball on their own 24-yard line. Buffaloes is looking real upbeat here. Now the defense hustles on the field. The Antelopes look kind of drowsy over there and they get right on the offensive side. They're holding up right now. They're coming up to the line of scrimmage. Tristan Garza is playing safety back here for the Buffaloes. There goes the pitch. Number 33 for the Antelopes coming around the left side of the field where he's met. Oh! tackle by Justin Smith. Now we're going to have a gain of 2nd and 11. And a low pass ball on there on 33-yard line. And the Lopes comes up to the line of scrimmage. Number 8 there, he gets a play fake where he's having pressure on him. He dumps it off to number 33 of the Antelopes where he is, or he missed it. Yvonne Malakin put pressure on the quarterback there, number 8. The call's an incomplete pass right there. Third down and 11 for the Antelopes. And that band over there right now is playing the one of Texas Tech's theme song, It Be Go. Dun, 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 dun. It reminds me of when I was playing ball at Tech. We used to get ready for that kickoff. They used to play that beat. We used to go, Let's get it. And the notes coming for the line of scrimmage. Number 8 with the snap. There he is. And he tosses to the right side of the field. Has the guy wide open. Right over his head. Oh, go ahead, man. Huh? You want to see me? How's it going? You doing okay? That's good. That's good. All right, we got 4th and 11. It's probably which one you connected to? Is that you? But if not, it's fine because it kept dropping on my phone. So just try to see if you can use it, like on just to your service. There goes the Antelopes. We got a bubble on the play. Oh, who got it? Who got it? You know what goes on at the bottom of the pile. What on the street? Petersburg Buffaloes is winning 21-0 right here in Petersburg, Texas. Buffaloes recover the fumble. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes. You are the man. Huh? Oh, no, that's all right. He's all right. Thank you, though. 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes. That was a turnover there. Fumble recovered by a pack of Buffaloes. That's how that's going to go down. We got a little trickery play going on there for the Buffalo. Gain of about 2. And that was Justin Smith. Justin Smith with the carry there. Second down to 13. We got 3 minutes and 10 seconds and counting for the first quarter. Petersburg is up 21-0. It's a great day here in Petersburg. We got the lights on, which makes it Friday night lights. Pinos is under the center this time. There he is with the snap. Pitches off to Tristan Garza. He's around the left side. Oh, nice. Yeah, makes one dude miss. Touchdown, Buffalo. Tristan Garza with another touchdown on the day. That's his third touchdown for the day. Makes one dude miss for the Antelopes, and he just trots it on in. Showed acceleration. He actually was hurt the first part of the season. He seems to be healthy now. And there goes the band once again with their nice playing, and then you got the cheerleaders in their feet for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. J.P. Nessler getting ready for the kick. There goes the snap. Oh, it is blocked again. This makes the score 27-0. Buffalo. If you guys are just now tuning in, my name is Peter Richardson, the owner, creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. So I just want to say respectfully, thank you for tuning in. We're live in Petersburg, Texas. It's a normal, windy West Texas day here. We got a nice turnout, nice crowd here in Petersburg, and also Whiteface has a nice crowd as well, and their band and cheerleaders are here as well. Right now, the Petersburg just got a score, but the extra point was blocked. White Face is getting, Antelopes is getting ready to receive. It's something they've been doing all day. I know one thing for sure. The people on the kickoff team for Petersburg is probably getting a little winded. J.P. Ness are getting ready for kickoff. Getting ready for the kickoff. There goes J.P. with the kick. Beautiful kick. Almost got that one. Number 85 almost gave it right back to us. On the kickoff, number 15, Justin Smith with the nice hustle for the Buffalo. And the Lopes are going to take over on their own 11-yard line. It's going to be first and 15, 2 minutes and 41 seconds to go here in Petersburg. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Antelope, they're getting ready for the snap. Oh, there goes number 8, running around to the right side of the field. Well, he is set by Kyle Peterson. Oh, I just... Time out on the field call by the Antelopes. You got second down in Lubbock for the Antelopes. Nah, second down and 24 for the Antelopes. They just called a timeout here. Oh, yes, it's a much better view up here. More quality. It's 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go here in Petersburg. Antelopes just called a timeout. Petersburg offense has been looking tremendous. We just almost had a special teams great play right here, but the ball rolled out of bounds. And making that play, who forced that play was Justin Smith. We've been having number 5, Tristan Garza, with 3 scores here. And Tristan Garza is a senior. Justin Smith is a sophomore. They're led by the quarterback, number 1, Gabriel Hinyos. And he's a senior as well. Antelopes going back to the line of scrimmage. They have the ball on their own 7-yard line. It is first and 24. If I'm the Antelopes right now, I'm just thinking I'm doing a quick little run to try to see. There they go with the option, but they're going to try the option pass. Oh, no, he's going to keep it. Oh, now he's going to tag line. He's going to throw it. Makes one dude miss. And there he is with the pass. Well, it is overthrown. Intended for number 33. I think we're going to have a rubber in the passer here. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're good. But nah, he'll be all over the place today. All right, we regulate to see what's going on. There they just tried to attempt the option pass, and that did not go over too well. I'm not sure why you would want to try option pass while you're on your own 7-yard line. But hey, they end up picking up a foul, roughing the passer. It should be an automatic first down. Yeah, it's going to be first down and 15. Now they're on their own 21-yard line. Number 8 for the Antelopes is going ahead to take the snap. Pitch it over to number 85. Well, he's met in the backfield by Yvonne Madikin. Good stop by Yvonne right there. Antelopes, it's going to be second down and 19 for the Antelopes. Oh, Three.
That's the cheerleaders right there.
And the Loafs getting ready for the snap here. The defense has been looking great for Petersburg. Oh! Pass complete. Taken down. As soon as he catches it by Tristan Garza.
Yes, it's live.
Hey. It's going to bring up 3rd and 12 for the Antelopes. Buffalo looks to get a three. Well, it's not a three now, but looks to get a stop on his 3rd down and force a punt. The Antelopes have only got 1 first down so far this game, and that was off of a penalty of roughing the passer. My own radio station I've been doing ever since 2011. Oh, there goes number 33. There was a fumble on the snap for the punt. But, oh, he's hit hard by Gabriel Hinjos. Well, we have a flag on the play. And the flag is actually on the Antelopes. I imagine here they will decline the penalty so they can go ahead and get the ball and get another score in before the end of this first quarter. The score is 27-0, 1 minute and 2 seconds to go. And there is a mercy rule in six-man football. Oh, yeah, I'm about to work. Oh, there goes the play. Oh, pass complete to number 6 on White Bay. Oh, he's taken down by Hinjos. Give me that jumping kick. First and 15 for the Buffalo. Offense getting ready to take over here. We're going to see how long it's going to take them to get on the board. Last possession did not take them long at all. 53 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The score is 27-0. Buffaloes are on top. There he is with the – oh, he's around the right side of the field where he goes untouched. That's Kyle Peterson. Touchdown. So make the score 33-0. Man, I wish I could get that play, man, but the internet's going real slow here. Get ready for the field goal here. Oh, they fumbled the snap again. J.P. Nelson's going to go ahead. Oh, it is complete right off the hands of number 4 on the Antelope, and it's not complete. The number 2, Javon Madakin. Petersburg is having a dominant performance tonight. That makes the score 34-0. Buffaloes are on top here in Petersburg, Texas. 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's a beautiful night here in Petersburg, Texas. It's a normal night here in West Texas. It's windy. So ladies will have to have their hair up, and fellas got to have their hat on tight. Buffalo's getting ready to kick. Hey, right now, the players of the game, I must say, Yvonne Matakin, Kyle Peterson been having a great game, along with Gabriel Henios. He's had a great game every game. And Tristan Garza with 3 scores, doing pretty good. J.P. Nesler getting ready for the kick. Number 85, there he is with the kick return. Oh, he goes around the right side. Looks like he might have finally broke one. Oh, great return by number 85 on the Antelope. Now that they're going to take over on the Buffaloes' 27-yard line. That's been the only life for the Antelopes today. But you know what they say, it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. So we still have a lot of football to play. It's 34-0 here in the first quarter. Petersburg, Texas, with 37 seconds to go. Oh, that will be going back. There was a flag on the play. Now they're going to be starting on their own 18-yard line. Antelope's about to start on their own 18-yard line. First and 15, 34-0 here. If you're just not tuning in, white-faced Antelope has on blue pants with white yellow stripes, with white and blue jerseys, with blue helmets, with yellow writing on them. There goes the snap. Number 8, go ahead and roll around. Oh, he's under some pressure, but he go ahead and passes it. Intended for number 85. Pass incomplete. Justin Smith defending the play. And Gabriel Henjo. Second down and 15 for the Antelopes. Coming out the field is Yvonne Matakin. Gonna get him some rest. He's been having a pretty dominant performance today. Number 8 here for the Antelopes. He passes it. Oh, he's hit hard by Tristan Garza. Flag on the play. Come on, ref. He's slow getting up, but that's just what you call football right there, folks. That was a nice clean hit. Pass incomplete. The sad part about it is if he calls targeting, he could be out next game. And that would not be G-double-O-D good. But we do not hope this player is severely hurt here. Injuries is never good. I was kind of injury-prone. I've been pretty injury-prone probably my whole life. But only year I did not get injured was my junior in football, and that's when I got my scholarship. Can I say God is good? He knew what he doing. You know what they say. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? But the Buffaloes are looking pretty good this game. I believe this is the good that they expect to look all year. But it's all right. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. Shout out to all the fans that came here. We have a pretty good turnout. Shout out to the Antelope fans that came. And that was number 33 for the Antelope who gets up. Where he's met by Tristan Garza and Gabriel Henjos. And they gave him a good look. That's what's up, man. That's what you call good sportsmanship right there. You don't see that everywhere. I remember when I was playing, I didn't get to play in my senior year against Jenks, Oklahoma. In 2004, I believe it was 2004 against Jenks, Oklahoma. And I remember Philip Dillard and the quarterback. Philip went to Nebraska and the quarterback, I forgot his name. They came over and shook my hand before the game. And that made me feel a lot better. Before the game, there was a game run by number 85 for the Antelopes. Alvarado with the tackle. That was a gain of about 2. It's going to bring up 2nd and 11. That's a gain of about 4. 2nd and 11 here. Antelopes has the ball on their own 33-yard line, but that's going to be the end of the first quarter here. Put the tools up. If I was a bet man, I would say this will be the last quarter. but I'm not a betting man. I'm a godly man. Not to say, not to talk bad about people who are, who does bet and things like that. But that is the end of one. The score is 34-0. The Buffaloes are on top. And today it's going to be, when we get back into the live play, it's going to be 2nd and 11. It's a great day here in Petersburg, Texas. And let me give a shout-out to Petersburg Booster Club, Miss Debbie. She's the president, and shout-out to the entire Booster Club. Shout-out to the concession stand and to the people who's working in the concession stand, if you're listening. Concession stand, they always have great food there. They always sell out every home game. And let me give a shout-out once again to Petersburg Band. They always have a great job. And rest in peace, Mr. C. May you fly high. You never know about life. That's one crazy ordeal. We just got to play in Borden County, and that was the first game, and then I went and covered it. And I wasn't thinking nothing of it. He asked me to help him out, and I helped him out, not thinking that he was not going to be here on Earth with us 2 days later. So may he rest in peace. And the Lopes getting ready for the line of scrimmage. Well, they're coming up to the line of scrimmage here. 2nd and 11. Getting ready for the snap. It's number 8. But number 85 seems to be their go-to guy for the Antelopes. Oh, number 8 passes. Number 33, where he's pretty much wide open. Oh, makes one dude miss. Almost. Oh, but he ended up getting, where he ended up getting tackled by a pack of Buffaloes. 10 yards. Kyle Peterson, Jesus Alvarado, all with the tackle. Big game. It's a big game for the Antelopes. Going to bring up 1st and 15. That was their only first down offensively. The other first down came just from a penalty from the Buffaloes. Tackle made by Jesus Alvarado. As y'all can tell, I like the rules to the bend. I just can't stop. So break up 2nd and 15. Referees trying to get it together there on the field. Okay, we're trying to see what's going on here. Oh, who said we got a hold? On the defense? On the run play? What's going on there? What game they watching? 10-yard penalty, 2nd down and 5. I don't understand how you get a... Yeah, right? There goes the Antelopes right there with the snap. Number 8 with the... Put the carry, makes one, two, miss. Oh, gain up about 3 for the Antelopes there. Brought down by number 15, Justin Smith. 3rd down and 3. This game is brought to you by Petersburg Boots Club. And they only gave him 10. Yeah, they didn't even get that right. Antelopes right here with the snap. Number 8 runs around to the right side looking for either run or pass. Off. There he is. He passes it. Touchdown, Antelopes. We have another flag on the play. And he's slow getting hurt. Ooh, I see one thing. They train us as fast getting across that field, though. We have number 8 for the Antelopes. He's down on the field. He got hit as soon as he was releasing the ball. Buffaloes on the field taking a knee for condolences, and hoping this guy is okay. 8 minutes and 57 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Score is 34 to could be 6. They just scored right here. We're going to see who this penalty against. Touchdown! 34 to 6. And he seems to be one of the best players there on their team, talking about the Antelopes. Yeah, there he is. We see some movement out of him. He seems to be okay. Might have just got the wind knocked out of him. We have 3 touchdowns by Tristan Garza. We have a touchdown by Kyle Peterson as well. We have a 2-point conversion by Jovan Mataking has been having a pretty good game. As long as quarterback Gabriel Hinojosa. Tristan Garza has been having a superb game. And the Buffalo fans is having a tremendous game. Sitting here cheering on the Buffalo. Shout out to the fans of Buffalo's here. And there is number 8 of the Antelope. He's getting up slowly. He's going to walk off the field on his own power. But I wouldn't imagine he's going to go in. He might not go in anytime soon. But if it's an ankle or a knee, if it's just sprained, he might want to go on ahead and just try to keep it warm as he can because the wind's a little windy here in West Texas. If you're just not tuning in, we're playing white-faced Antelopes. They're in blue pants, yellow, cold blue pants, and they also have yellow and white on them. And then they have white and blue jerseys with blue numbers and blue helmets. The Buffaloes have on black pants, black jerseys, black helmets with gold numbers and gold Buffaloes on their helmets. Yes, the Buffaloes' colors are black and gold. Or you could say black and yellow, like the old school Wiz Khalifa song, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. We're just referees talking to the coaches here. I guess they're having a referee coaches conference. I think he's just trying to give his players time to get back ready. He might be the only quarterback that they have on the team. And also, if you're just not tuning in, man, this game is brought to you by Petersburg Booster Club. Shout out to Miss Eddie for having us out here. Score is 34-6. We're getting ready for the extra point. Antelope's is getting ready for their extra point. And did anyone get a chance to see that North Carolina State versus Louisville game last night? Now, that was a game. North Carolina State won. Yes. North Carolina State won. They came out on top and pretty much stayed on top. And first time they've been ranked in about, I believe, 6-7 years. And then also, New England Patriots went down to Tampa Bay to play the Buccaneers as well last night. And New England's not looking real too hot this year. So I'm going to go ahead and report the cheerleaders right there. All right, looks like we're about to get ready to rejoin the play. Getting ready for the 2-point conversion now. Back to action. Back to the action. All right, here we go. Back to the game. I hope to one day. Yes, sir. All right, get ready for the two-point conversion. It's 34-6 here in the second quarter. We just now just barely on a minute in, and we already got one player hurt. Now quarterbacking for the Antelopes, we do got number 33. There he is. This is number 45. Oh, he's met. on number 23, Jordan Reyes.
Street.
Really?
Yeah, because we're always
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's cool. That's cool. What class was it? Fifth grade? Oh, man. I don't know what's going on. They can't give them a touchdown, and they're getting involved. Why they got eight? Oh, so they did not play. They did not call the touchdown. Now we have second. Oh, there we go. The fumble! We have a fumble on the play. Scooped up by the Buffalo. Tristan Garza. There he is. 10-5 down, Buffalo. Number 33 fumbled it. He was scrambling. For the antelopes, just scrambling for the antelopes, but then he ended up getting dropping the ball to where number 5 Tristan Garza picks it up. He skated down the sideline, and it's a touchdown, Buffalo. They're going to score 40-0, 7:50 to go here in the second quarter, and the crowd is hyped here in Petersburg. That's why you always go until the whistle blow. Always go to the whistle blow. I should have been recording that though. There goes JB for the kick. And it is good. JP Nesler with the extra point, making the score 42-0, 7:50 to go in the second quarter. And you see, that's why you go into the whistle blow. And we were thought they had called a touchdown for them, but I guess they did not call a touchdown for them. But they had all the, they had gave us a touchdown signal and everything. My phone. Oh, this is my wife's phone right here. All righty. Get ready to kick off. JP Nesler, he's the kicker of the team. Number 85 for the Antelopes getting ready to return the kick. Oh, they got that band over there. Dun, 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 dun. All right, here comes J.P. Nelson getting ready for the kick, and there it is. Number 85 set to receive. He broke the last kickoff return. Let's see what he's going to do this time. Oh, he's hit hard. He's hit hard. This is at number 6, Sergio Alvarado. I believe that's his second tackle for today. Antelopes getting ready to take over on their own 14-yard line. Petersburg defense has only given up a couple big plays here. Oh, there goes a fumble snap on the play. He still gets it up to number 33, who's a quarterback, and he tosses it. Oh, picked off by Sergio Alvarado. That was an interception on the play. First and 15. It's going to be first and goal for the Buffaloes here. They're in the red zone. On the Antelopes 13-yard line. Let's see what they're going to call here. If I recall, I will call a sweep to the left side of the field, the wild side of the field, and go ahead and I believe the mercy rule is 50-0, I think. I'm not sure. This right here. Let's put my camera out. 1 play, and they should keep it. Let's see what they're going to do here. 1 guy goes in motion. He was trying to do too much right there. He got a loss on the play.
Second goes.
It's going to be second and goal from their own, from the Antelope 20-yard line. Buffalo's coming up to the line of scrimmage. There we go with the snap. Oh, we got a flag on the play. See what the flag was on. We got an offside on the Buffaloes. Well, we started on our Antelope 13, but now we had a loss right there, and now we just got a penalty. Which now is going to be second and Lubbock. Second and 26 for the Buffs here. They've been pretty much having their way with the Antelopes all game. So let's see what the play call is going to be. Oh, pitch to the left. That's Alvarado. Touchdown, Buffalo. So Mets is going 48-0. 6:47 to go here in Petersburg, Texas. It's the first day for the Friday night lights. Friday night football. We got the Buffalo down there dancing. We got the cheerleaders up there prancing with their skirts on. That's pink for breast cancer awareness month. We got the band over here keeping everybody live. The stands is being live here. It's a great day for the Friday night like football here in Petersburg, Texas. Oh, hot snap. Wait, Chelsea. Oh, it is incomplete. Looks like they're starting to get comfortable there. The game is still not over, fellas. It's still not over. The score might be 48-0. You can never underestimate a comeback. I was part of that Texas Tech team when we came back, 35 points in one half against Minnesota at the Insight Bowl in Arizona, in Tempe, Arizona. I remember those. I remember that day. Coach Leach comes in there, talk about everybody, but you know, the players came together as a family. We came together, and we worked together, and we did our thing together. And it all paid off when we came back, the biggest comeback in bowl history. Right now, the Buffaloes getting ready for the kickoff. J.P. Nesler has been having a pretty good game kicking off. Number 85 for the Antelopes has been the only spark of the Antelope team. We have touchdowns by Tristan Garza. He has about four. And Tyle Peterson has one as well. Oh, we have a squib kick. Recovered by number 33. Tackled by a pack of Buffalo. Leading the pack. We got Jesus Alvarado, who's a freshman. And Sergio Alvarado. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Antelopes. Their score is 48-0. Antelopes has on blue pants along with white and yellow on the pants and white jerseys with blue numbers and blue helmets. Going to be 1st and 15 for the Antelopes. And right now the band is getting ready to take the field with 6:43 to go. I guess they're anticipating this not to last any longer. Both bands are taking the field. Oh, there goes the snap. We have a fumble on the play. Recovered by Petersburg. Tyo Peterson. He also has a touchdown run on the day as well. First and 15 for the Buffaloes. Yeah, it was great. Buffalo Nation here, everybody. Going up here, you might be a little bit too late. KCBD is the number one news station in Lubbock, and I'm actually the number one radio personality in Lubbock on the number one station in Lubbock, 104.9 The Beat. My name is BDP. You know, but when your work speaks for itself, you shouldn't interrupt. And the it's better to have other people talk about you than you talk about yourself. That's why that's the only time I will say that. All right, we're going to have 2nd and 11 here for the Buffaloes. This may be the last possession here. Scores 48-0 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Oh, we have a fumble on the play. Covered by the Buffaloes. Quarterback for the Buffaloes, we have number 4. Ah, man, I got a better view for my camera. That's a good thing. Oh, but you want to see the point, huh? Here goes the Buffaloes. Number 4 is up under the center for the Buffs right here. Alvarado, there he takes a snap right up the middle. And there he goes. Touchdown. Buffaloes. Great run. Great run by Abram Alvarado. Oh, there's a flag on the play. All right, man, that's a heck of a run by Abraham Alvarado. But all right, here goes the Buffaloes here. Getting ready for the snap. Yeah, I thought I was. There goes Alvarado. Oh, he makes one dude miss. Oh, he makes cover. That's a heck of a run. Yeah, when he get caught. Oh! Hey, you let the big guy catch you, man. Talk about number 45. Stuck from behind. It's going to be 4th down and 3 for the Buffaloes here. That was a heck of a run. That was a heck of a run by Alvarado there. Abraham Alvarado. Well, we'll see about next year too. It's all about what they say. Yes, sir. That's what I gotta say, man. We need to get PDP back. Oh, there goes the snap on the play. Oh, he did not get the first down. It's gonna be a turnover on down. It's your boy PDP.
Uh-huh.
With the word on the street. Yeah. And the Antelope's going to take over here on their own 10-yard line. Petersburg's going to be going up the line of scrimmage kind of slow. We don't need to let up here. Oh, there he is, number 45 with the carry, gain of about 1. He's going to what?
Abraham
brought down by number 9, Abraham Alvarado. It's going to be 2nd down and 15. 15. 2nd down and 15. There we go. Oh, right in the backfield. Run by the Antelopes, number 85. Talk about a pack of Buffaloes. Tyle Peterson is leading the pack. 3rd down and 14 here. We have a timeout on the field with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to go. It's 48-0 here in Petersburg, Texas. Like, once again, let me give a shout out to Petersburg Boosters Club, the concession stand over there. Shout out to all the fans. Nah, man. Yeah, he's just naturally hyper. kind of settled down a little bit. Yeah, that's part of it, man. I remember when I was a little kid, I couldn't stop moving. They was like, what's wrong with him? Yeah. Yeah, it's on 104.9 The Beat from 3 to 7. It's in Lubbock. Yep, and then I have my own radio station, which I'm talking on now, and that's at my house. Yes, sir.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, just the one on the one that y'all hear on the radio on 104.9. Yeah. Yeah, mine. I have a whole song for that one. I can't tell you right now. Oh, here we go. The end of those days with the pass number 33 intended to number 45, or it is incomplete. Yes, sir. And I have a Texas Tech song too. That I just made the Texas Tech song, but I just made it yesterday. I played it today, but it was only just a snippet. We're gonna bring up fourth down for the end of those days. Nah. Yes, I play music on 104.9 on the beach.
Yeah, I remember
one song. Yes, I was singing it. All right, we got fourth and long here. They're getting ready for the punt. The Antelopes are. Punt made by number 45 of the Antelopes. They threw it back to him? Buffalo is about to take over on the Antelope's 34-yard line. And now with the Pittsburgh has in the backups now. Alvarado in the backfield. Quarterback number 4 for the Buffalo. Oh, they try a little pullback trap. Trap didn't work. Yeah. Gain up about 1. It's going to be 2nd and 14. Clock's counting down there. That's 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Alvarado's coming up to the huddle. And that is Sergio Alvarado, to be exact. Buffalo's hustling to the line of scrimmage. There goes the snap. They're coming to the left side of the field. Oh, makes one do, miss. Oh, nice game. Nice game by Alvarado. It's going to bring up 3rd and about 4. They're going to have the ball. Buffalo's has the ball on the Antelope's 21-yard line. We got the moon coming up over there. The moon looks pretty cool. A Cheez-It. Yeah, that looks like a Cheez-It, huh? Oh, we got a hot snap. Pittsburgh recovers. Right. And then he got the tree kind of in front of it, and it looks kind of cool. This when the moon was made. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And then comes the moon. There goes Alvarado. Pitches it to another Alvarado. Oh, he's tripped up. It's going to be turnover on down. We got 1:20 in the second, left in the first half. Right after this quarter. All right, Antelope getting ready for the snap here. Gets snap to number 45 when he gets his number 33. Wait, pass it, incomplete. being attentive by number 24. He was actually by himself. Right. It's going to be second down and 15 for the Antelopes. Then Petersburg came out strong. Came out fast, came out strong. They came out here to make a statement. Now the score is 48-0. We have a minute and 15 seconds. I thought the game wasn't going to last till halftime. But they wouldn't have if they would have kept in their starters. There goes the Antelopes, number 33 around the left side of the field. Picking up about six. Knocked out of bounds by number seven. Oh, no, I'm not on. I'm just getting to my. I'm just trying to record. I don't get good footage, though. That's why I'm live, man. Yeah. All right, you go. We got third and 10 for the Antelopes. Number 33. Number 33 with the run. Brought down by Sergio Alvarado. How you doing today? You doing okay?
That's good.
That's good. Going
down
to number 9.
What happened to your arm?
I fractured it in basketball.
Oh, in basketball. Well, long as you're okay. All right, we got 4-10 here for the Antelopes. They're gonna go for it. It's 48-0. I don't believe they have a choice. There goes the tap. Actually, tap to number 6 this time, and number 33 goes around the left side of the field. There he is with the with the pass, but his pass is broken up. It was Sergio Alvarado with the pass breakup. Sergio? Oh, that's cool. Buffalo's about to take over on the Antelope 35-yard line. And now we have the starters back in. Looks like they want to end the game before halftime. I would say great call, coach. No. Oh, we're going to take a knee here. Oh. Just taking a knee here. It's going to be halftime here in Petersburg, Texas. All right. Oh, that's going to be game time. That's game time. Petersburg, Buffalo, 48-0. All righty. You guys, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. That's the end of the game right there. Petersburg, Buffalo, 48-0. We're getting ready for a couple band performances. So shout out to everybody that came. Shout out to everybody that's listening here. Shout out to Petersburg, Buffalo Booster Club. And shout out to my little homie right here. What's your name again, man?
Dominique
Guzman. Shout out to Dominique Guzman as well. And shout out to all the kiddos around here. And Kaivon. And Kaivon. Yep, they was kicking it with me up here in the press box. So I just want to say, do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. Great job. Petersburg, Buffalo. I'm Peter Richardson, broadcasting with 7.5 Weeks Respectfully in Petersburg, Texas. And you guys have a great night.